You're listening to SBS News.
In the lead-up to the 2023 Pacific Games, the Solomon Islands is working away at its biggest infrastructure project in its history. But behind the stadium construction is a backdrop of political and diplomatic storm raging at Parliament House. The preparations for the Pacific Games next November are the pretext for Prime Minister Manase Sogavare to amend the constitution and delay elections from next May until 2024.
We cannot successfully host the national general elections and the Pacific Games in the same year while our economy is still recovering from the impacts of COVID-19 and the damage caused by public unrest.
Last year, parts of the capital, Honiara, were burned and graffitied in the worst rioting in years against the Prime Minister. The Pacific Games are estimated to cost $370 million, and China is largely building the necessary infrastructure. Australia has since offered the impoverished nation election funding help, but Prime Minister Sogavare is condemning the move.
The announcement by the Australian Foreign Affairs Minister is seen by the government of Solomon Islands as an attempt to directly interfere, Mr. Speaker, into our domestic affairs, especially when this is a matter that is before this very House, Mr. Speaker. The government will be making diplomatic representation in due course, sir.
Bilateral relations are already on edge over a controversial secret security deal Mr. Sogavare signed with China earlier this year. When questioned about Australia's engagement with the Solomon Islands by the opposition in the Senate, Foreign Minister Penny Wong had this to say.
We will engage as in the way we consider, as the Government of Australia, most appropriate for Australia's national interests with the Government of the Solomon Islands. Obviously, we will continue to engage with them as we do, and I have to say I find it passing strange that I get a question about engagement from a government which had so little engagement, both before and after a security agreement with China was entered into, and whose best response was to send ministers this earlier.
Mr. Sogavare has a two-thirds majority in Parliament and denies the election delay is a power grab.
We have the numbers. We have the numbers to do this, Mr. Speaker. Has the government done that? No more, Mr. Speaker. No.
But the opposition says the electoral process has been hijacked. Matthew Wale is the Solomon Islands leader of the opposition.
This, sir, is blackmail of the people of this country and their parliament. It is part of a scheme to place parliament in a no-option position.
Parliament is due to be dissolved straight after the Pacific Games, and Mr. Sogavare expects Australia to still fund the poll.
So you offer, you must prepare for giving counsel and you tell them you want to offer counsel, Mr. Speaker.
It's a message he'll be able to deliver personally when he visits Canberra in the coming weeks. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.